with all the stuff that went on, the technical issues last time, this I know, through all that we heard, I know you're a great man of faith, man. So I know this much out of it. But I want to get back into where we're going. Of course, I don't want to say you had a music career, because you still got one. First of all, I want that to be known, because we got a song out by you that we're playing, a great song called In America. And you're starting to get some traction with that, if I'm not mistaken, right? If you weren't, you wouldn't be doing interviews.
We're starting to get, you know, like you said, we're starting to get some ground moving with it. We, you know, the video's been out, I think, since July the 3rd. We're over 27,000 views with it, so I'm happy about that. And, you know, man, I just ask everybody to go and you know, find my music and find this record In America. To me, it's a special song. It's really a timeless piece of material, I believe, whenever I first heard it. My friends Tom Payton and Duwana Litz wrote this song, and I knew it was a special song when I heard it, and I just feel like that it's a timeless piece of material. And if everybody will just go and find it and listen to it, really listen to the words and listen to the meaning of the words, hopefully it'll touch you like it touched me.
All right. Now, I'm gonna backtrack a bit, and we're going to come back to where we are now. But you have a book called A Hit with a Bullet. And this is a true story. Now, I know that there's a lot of shows sometimes that are, or books that are based on a true story, but this is the actual factual true story as it happened to you. And man, I'll tell you what, I don't know if there's talks about a movie, but there should be one on this, because this is the stuff you hear about, but this is the stuff that actually happened. And on the radio side of things, I'm talking about like payola, for people who don't know what that is. That would be like somebody paying Hunter to play someone's music. Even if it wasn't good, I would be playing it all the time because they were paying me to do so. Like never mind. I'll leave it at that. So Sammy, if you would, man, just kind of start with you getting in, starting in Nashville and with the chart. Can you do that for us? Just kind of take us to that point, if you don't mind.
Yeah, man. You know, Hunter, my career started out, you know, I got a record deal right out of high school back in 1984. And, you know, back then, that's kind of unheard of, you know, for an 18-year-old kid to get a record deal right out of high school. I mean, you know,
right.
Back in those days, you know, they were wanting to sign artists and different artists, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s, mid-30s, you know. And I mean, for an 18-year-old kid to get a deal back then, it was just kind of unheard of. And then in today's world, you know, that's all they want to sign is 18-year-olds, 12-year-olds, people like that. You know, if you're in your 20s or mid-20s, you're over the hill, they look at you today. But, you know, my career started there, and I signed with a record label, and I put out I was on my sixth national charted single in 1989, and I had the O'Ware Devil song, Tell It Like It Is. That was my record that I had out at the time, and that was my fastest rising single, and they were rushing me in then to start work on the album. When tragedy struck us on March the 9th, 1989, I was shot and left for dead, and my friend Kevin Hughes, that was a chart manager for Cashbox Magazine, was shot and killed, and it ricocheted around the world as the murder on Music Row, and it kind of brought my career to a halt. And so that took a lot out of me, it took a lot out of my career, and it took 2 years to get back up on my feet, even start trying to see if I was going to be able to pursue a music career again. But thank God the Lord brought me up out of it and got me back up and got me back out. And I started you know, resuming my touring career again. And, but that, the Murder on Music Row was a very dark time in my life. You know, it's a part of country music history, and why I had to be a part of something like that, only God knows why that happened. And, I'm just thankful to still be here and still be able to sing a song and tell a story.
Okay, Sammy, let me ask you this. You said it took about 2 years for you to get back. Now, that's the counting the recovery process. Now, were you this is getting back to thinking about getting back into music 2 years afterwards? You're thinking about getting into music? Did you start doing music again, or were you, like, unsure if you were going to do music again? How did that work right there?
So the night I got shot, I didn't know how bad I was hurt. You know, there for a minute, it's like, after I got shot, it's like I just thought to myself, man, did I just get shot? And then all of a sudden, it just felt like somebody had stuck a hot poker in me, and fire just went through me. And they rushed me to Vanderbilt Hospital there off of Music Row, and took me to Vanderbilt, and they operated on me that night for 18 hours under a microscope. And they said that I got shot, Kevin got shot and murdered, and that all happened in 7 seconds.
Wow.
And that 7 seconds took me 2 years and two operations before I could get back up on my feet and even be able to try to think about using my arm again.
Wow. Now, I'm going to ask this, man, and I'm not making light of anything, but when you watch a show now and see people get shot in a show like that and miraculously do stuff like that, you just kind of shake your head. It's like, it don't work that way.
Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, I was watching an old Western the other day, and, you know, you see those guys get shot, and they just jump right up, get on a horse, you know, way and all this, and I mean, man, it's if you really get shot,
yeah,
it don't work like that.
Yeah, I didn't think so, man. Not that I want to experience it, brother. Don't get me wrong. I was just thinking about that. And unfortunately, that's the way my mind works sometimes. Through this, man. Now, here's where I want to go right now, Sammy. So, like you said, man, coming right out of high school, getting a music career is unheard of, especially back in 84. Did you know God at that time, man? Were you familiar with him? Did you know him? Were you kind of in and out? What was your relationship with Jesus back then?
Well, you know, Hunter, as we all go through life, I mean, my father, he had me in a Pentecostal church when I was a little kid. We went to a Pentecostal church for about 3 years. I was a small kid then, but, you know, as we grow and we go through school, and, you know, I guess we all get to a point where you rebel or, you know, you don't think, man, I don't need to go to church. I don't need to do this, you know. But to answer your question, the night I got shot, I wasn't saved. Kevin Hughes, my friend, I had known Kevin for about 7 months, 7 or 8 months, and I feel like if the Murder on Music Row thing had not happened to him and I feel like that him and I would still be close friends today. But I found out after the incident that I found out that Kevin was a Christian, and I hadn't yet been saved, and I feel like, you know, that night, if I would have died, I would have went to hell. And, you know, I look back on my life, and it's like that saying, you know, there's only one set of footprints in the sand. I feel that God has been carrying me every step of the way of my life. And I'm just very, very thankful that God thought enough of me to save me. Give me a second chance in life, and I am saved. I am a Christian. I believe in the power of God, and that's the only reason that I'm here, is because God has me.
Amen, brother. And I'm sure in the book, man, I'm sure you talk about that. You talk about God in the book and in your faith. I haven't read the book yet, so I'm asking if it's in there. I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a part in there, Hunter. And, from now on, every day of my life, everywhere I go, I'm going to let people know, you know, if you don't believe in God, I mean, God is real. And, you know, I wrote a song after this. It was on my Hearts in My Texas album. It's called Thank God. And as I was writing this book, I looked back, and I looked back on writing that song, and that song is a lot more than a song. It's really, as you know, and people that you know, and there's all kinds of people out here.
Right.
Everybody's got a story.
Yep.
And, you know, my story is the night I got shot. Thank God he was there, or I wouldn't be here. Somebody else, whether you realize it or not, if there's something that's happened in your life, or there's something that's gone on that's where you could have died, or something could have happened to you, but it didn't, you better thank God, because it's God that kept you from having something happen.
Yes, amen, man. Well,
and you need to thank God. You need to realize that there's somebody above you that's watching over you and taking care of you. And, you know, whether it's yourself or somebody you know, if there's something that's ever happened to you in your life that it could have went another way, it could have been different, thank God he was there that it didn't happen to you.
Amen, man. Well said. Now, Sammy, now that you're back out, and doing the music real well, how do you find things out there on the road with people, how they treating you and everything? I'm sure it's a different. I'm sure it's a different crowd now than back.
It is, you know, but I still feel like, you know, I'm a real true country music singer, and you know, today, you know, I'm not knocking anybody, but today, you know, my music is. I have to be who I am. I can't change who I am to fit a genre.
Right.
I feel like that there's real country music fans out there across this country and across this land that still want to hear good country music. And I just feel like that, you know, I'm going to try to put out the best records that I can. I'm going to try to find the best songs that I can. And I have to stay true to who I am with my music and my style. And all I can do is try to put out the best records best music, and hope that you guys at radio will give us a chance to play our music and get it to the people, because the people and the audience and the fans, they're the ones that make careers, and they're the ones that decide who they like and what they want, not somebody, you know, shoving down 20 or 30 records and this is all you're going to play.
Right.
There's so many talented singers, songwriters out here, and you know, there's room for everybody, and, you know, all we're going to try to do and what we're trying to do is just put the best music that we can out there, and people, let the people find us, and hopefully you're going to like what we do, and you'll spread the word about me, about my music, about my story. You go to my website, and you go to my Facebook and like it and tell people. You know, I'm not asking, you know, to get on Facebook and you send me money. I just want you to get on there and like my music. Like my page if you like what I'm doing, and support, you know, your favorite country artist, whether that's me or someone else.
Right. So SammySadler.com is where people need to go to find out about Sammy, and that's you get the book, you can get the music, you can find out your tour dates, you can find out your bio, everything right there at SammySadler.com. You're on Facebook, are you on Twitter too as well?
Yeah. On Twitter and Instagram, you know, and my official Facebook page is the one with the blue check. So make sure if you're going to like me or follow me, go to the one with the blue check on my Facebook. And as you said, Hunter, www.SammySadler.com has all information and contact information. If you want to book a show, my contact people are on there. You know, the world we're living in right now with this COVID thing has got the world
a shaking, and everybody's living in fear and running. And I mean, man, I don't live in fear.
I face
death head on. And
right.
I know there's a higher power, and I know God's in control. I don't live my life in fear, and I don't run. You know, I know God's going to bring us out of this.
Absolutely.
I know God's in control of what's going on out here. He knew that this was going to happen before it ever happened, and I just pray that, and I pray for this land, and I pray for this country, that God will lift this COVID-19 off of us. And I pray that he has his hand of protection across the people. And man, you know, just everybody, you know, out here tearing down things, burning our city. Man, I mean, I just, you know, we just need to try to love, man, and be thankful that we live in a country that we're free. And, you know, it's the American dream. We can do anything we want to do here. And I think a lot of people take for granted the country that we live in, and everybody really needs to have a self-check, man, and realize that we live in the greatest country in the world.
That's a fact, brother. I still believe that, man. Sammy, before I let you go, brother, I want you to know we have a no-fear zone here at HLE Radio, so we want you to come do the morning show live with us, brother, and sing a song or two on the air with us as well, man. Just co-host the whole morning show with us, and whenever you get the chance and coming through.
I'd love to do that, man. Thank you, and I promise you we'll make that happen sometime.
Awesome, brother. Sammy, once again, thank you so much for giving us another chance to do this interview and calling in, man. And, brother, be safe and be blessed out there. And we're going to keep spinning your music, brother.
Hey, Hunter, I appreciate it. Tell all your listeners a big hello from Sammy Sadler. Thank you so much for your support, brother.
Absolutely. Here's the new song from Sammy Sadler.